We are beginning to discover the reality of the two wills at work in us, the divine and ours. And unless we align ourselves with him, we may quite frequently find ourselves disappointed. There is only one way to do this thing, to live this life, and it's according to the Maker's instructions. This way up, as the title of this chapter says. We'll shortly be looking at what it looks like to live the normal Christian life from the place he intended, in union with him. Everything we encounter on the way is a stepping stone to that goal. Colossians 1:27 in the Passion. Living within you is the Christ, who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. At the moment of rebirth, we received a living seed. The Passion Translation tells us it's embedded within us. Just like the fertilized egg that embeds itself into the lining of the womb in the natural, so this spiritual seed contains DNA, the DNA of God, the DNA of the Christ life. And it's deeply embedded in you. The angel who visited Mary said that the Holy Spirit would overshadow her and something remarkable would happen. In Luke 1:35, the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. You too have the divine seed within. You are pregnant with divine life. However, if you don't make godly choices, it will remain a seed. It will never reach the state of maturity God intends, the reality of Christ in you, the hope of glory. He can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you. God cannot when man will not. Back to that again. And to your willingness or not to be aligned with the divine purpose for your life, which is to be conformed to the image of Jesus. What many of us failed to recognize when we became Christians is that we didn't just get a ticket to heaven when we die. What happened was we went into training, and that training was for reigning. We are being trained to spend eternity with him. In the short stay car park that's our lifetime here is one of preparation. Our destination is heaven. Our destiny is to reign and rule with him. And it's here on this earth that we're trained where we prove out or not. If we remain landlocked, earthbound, in our thinking, we will never soar to the heights he so desires us to experience in this life, where we ask for the impossible and see the invisible. We'll never know what it means to be bone of his bone and live from the position Paul tells us about in Ephesians 2:6. We stay earthbound eagles. We remain flightless when we should be soaring. It all depends on our choices. When discipline and desire get married, they produce delight. When we discipline ourselves to cut down our food intake, we say we're dieting and we lose weight. The result is delight. When we come to the maintenance part, which is where many slip up, we go right back to where we were or worse. So the Christian walk's exactly the same. We need both discipline and desire to produce delight. And we need a marathon mentality so that we keep going. We're meant to go from one degree of glory to another, not sputter along in fits and starts, one step forward and two back. If you lack the three D's this morning, why don't you ask him to give them to you? The ability to discipline yourself, to desire him, which will eventually produce delight. You've nothing to lose and eternity to gain, beloved. What hinders you?